Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This weekend, Love FM's reggae program, ID Music, will be holding a special music event. ID Music, the 100% reggae program that airs every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., will host its popular outdoor music festival once again this year. This popular event will take place over 3 days in the heart of Tenjin, themed around reggae, hip-hop, and Okinawa, bringing you feel-good, rhythmic music. It's a free music event that anyone can enjoy, from reggae beginners to longtime fans. The event runs for 3 days, from this Friday the 25th to Sunday the 27th. On Friday, it starts at 4 p.m., and on Saturday and Sunday, you can enjoy music all day long, starting from 11 a.m. The venue is Tenjin Central Park, located just a short walk from Tenjin Station, and once again, entry is free. Of course, no festival is complete without great food. You can enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including specialties from popular local restaurants and Okinawan cuisine, paired with refreshing cold drinks. With fantastic live performances, delicious food, and drinks, come join us for the best experience of the summer.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from Fukuoka City. I guess like me, many of you probably ride bicycles on a regular basis. If you're new here, do you know the rules and manners around riding bicycles here in Japan? In Japan, bicycles, as a rule, are supposed to ride on the left side of the roadway. Pedestrians have priority on sidewalks, so when riding on sidewalks, please ride slowly on the side of the road. All bicyclists should wear helmets, and you need to make sure you have a bicycle light to turn on at night. Two people riding on one bicycle or riding side by side is prohibited. Also, make sure you don't ride a bicycle while holding an umbrella, using a cell phone, or even listening to headphones, as doing any of these things while riding is dangerous. Finally, you should never drink alcohol and then ride a bicycle. If you need to park your bicycle, make sure it's parked in a bicycle parking lot. Bicycles parked in areas other than bicycle parking lots, like on streets or in parks, are considered to be obstructive or a nuisance to pedestrians and end up being considered abandoned bicycles and can be subject to removal. Fukuoka City charges a fee of 2,500 yen to have a removed bicycle returned, and if it's not picked up within a certain period of time, it will be disposed of. Fortunately, to keep your bicycle safe, there are a number of parking areas near shopping malls and stations that offer free parking for a set period of time. Another thing to know about cycling here is that anyone who rides a bicycle in Fukuoka City must purchase bicycle insurance. If you have an accident on your bicycle, you may have to pay a lot of money to the other party involved in the accident. If you have bicycle insurance, for example, if you injure someone while riding your bicycle, the insurance will pay for medical treatment and other expenses instead of you. So make sure you have bicycle insurance in case of an accident. Bicycles are a great way to get around and are environmentally friendly, but it's important to know the rules and manners, as well as to have a safe ride around the city. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.